There's a second thing that happens. We begin to experience naturally from that an inner quietness and peace. You know why? Because I've laid down my rights, laid down my demands. This is what I must have. This is the way it's got to be. And see, all of that causes war and turmoil and frustration. And you see, my friends, some of you who are listening, you're going to have it your way. Well, you can, but oh, if you knew the price that you would pay. Oh, you're not going to pay it today. You see, that's the subtlety of sin. You pay for it tomorrow and next week and next month and next year after year after year after year after year after year after year, playing God, worshiping yourself, making God your errand boy, having it your way, doing your own thing is absolutely disastrous for a lifetime. And you see, there's so many folks who run to the pill bottle and to the booze bottle and to this affair and to that experience trying to find peace and joy. My friend, it's not out there. It's on the inside. And until the Lord Jesus Christ sits upon the throne of your heart and He starts calling the plays, there's always going to be this struggle, this tearing between, this emotional will, rebellion. The will says one thing, the spirit says something else. The will says I'm having it my way, God says I want it my way. God says this is best, the will says this is best. And so there's no inner peace, no inner quietness. But you see, once you give up your rights, once you lay down your demands, what happens? The war is over. And there's an inner quietness, an inner peace that begins to develop in your life. A third thing that happens to a person's spirit is this. There is a spirit of meekness. That does not mean weakness, but it means your will has been broken. You have humbled yourself before God, and now you become teachable. You become open. You become transparent. No longer defensive. A spirit of meekness, openness, teachableness, a spirit of humility, now able to listen, now able to learn, not spending your time defending yourself. And he says in this passage of Scripture, if you'll notice, he says, and when this grain of wheat dies, it does what? It bears much fruit. It bears much fruit. Where's the fruit coming from? It's coming from within. You think about the competitive spirit that exists among Christians. I've got to have one of those because she has one. And so what happens? We let the world and its whole program of greed and idolatry flood right over into our lives. And so we get this competitive spirit. If she gets promoted, I've got to get promoted. If he has one of these, I've got to have one. And on we go. A competitive spirit. Did you know that when you lay down all your rights, you're not in competition with anybody? You know why? Because it's just one of you. You don't have to be in competition with anybody else. You don't have to look better, dress better, drive better, live better, make more money, more prestige, more prominence, more recognition. None of that's important anymore. You know why? Because that's not what you're living for. He's the center of your life. And that war is over. You say, well, if you lay it all down, you lost. Oh, you surrendered. And you threw up the white flag. And when you threw it up to surrender, you just won. You can't lose laying it all down before God. But I want to tell you, there's some of you listening and watching, and some of you seated right here. You are seated right here, and the war is going on in you even while I'm talking, and you're defending yourself, and you're saying, I wish you'd be quiet and get on to another point. I had a fellow came down the aisle a few weeks ago, and that's exactly what he told me. He said, I want to stand up and tell you, shut up, shut up, shut up. You know why? It wasn't what I was saying. It was just the truth getting down there on the bottom level where it can't be covered up anymore, and you have to deal with it. The spirit of meekness says, I give up my rights. This is an age of rights. But my friend, I don't have any rights. If I'm God, I do. If He's God, I don't have any more. You know what I discovered? It's amazing how He can take care of all my needs.